Today we gather virtually to celebrate and to participate in this Mass. It is a Mass that recognizes the nature of our Catholic school system, where we see our faith, our belief in God, being at the foremost and the center of what we do in our schools. And so I welcome all who have joined us for this live streaming of this Mass, and thank those who have prepared it and are participating in it here, and especially those who are participating through the gift of the internet and allowing your presence to join with us here at St. Peter's. You know, school communities are places where we meet others, places of encounter, as Pope Francis would say. It's places where students come to know other students. Teachers are introduced to their students and watch them grow. Teachers develop friendships, a sense of this gift of teaching, this vocation. And it's a place where staff come to support both teachers and students, and also the gift of families who see the school as an extension of their own home, and where now parents are recognizing that they are the first educators of their children. Some are struggling, others are finding it a great appreciation for the teachers and the roles that they have in their children's lives. But when you think about it, anytime we come together, whether it be at school or a parish, what we do in coming together is something that's more than just physical. We share our very lives. We share who we are. We make friends. We make a sense of who others are. And so, like that experience of coming together that can be found in a mall, can be found in family, and what we're struggling with in social distancing, what we come to know in the school is that it is a place where we encounter one another. But as I said, when we encounter one another in a Catholic school, we must always have the sense that Christ is present. For when we come together in the life of the risen Christ. We come together in faith. We believe in God. And so, this must permeate the experience of our schools. And why we gather, even though we can't physically be here, we see that our faith, through the gift of technology, must always be an opportunity for us to experience the risen Christ. And so even in this time of pandemic, we must see that our faith is important and why we are celebrating this Mass and recognizing the gift of our faith during Catholic Education Week. And so as you watch and as you listen, I invite you to participate through the gift of faith, to allow what you hear, what you see and experience, even though at a distance, we are able to encounter Christ. And it is important that we celebrate this Mass and recognize that your faith can make this experience an experience of Christ encountering you. And this is where we see in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We all know about St. Paul. He has a prominent figure in the early church. But we also know that there was something that happened to him, a moment in his life which was a very profound experience. We talk about it as an experience of conversion, of turning his life around, of receiving the very presence of the risen Christ. It was very dramatic in his life, so much so that we're told that he was blind for 3 days, and that this experience changed his very life. Now, I hazard to guess that this pandemic will change our lives. For some, it is changing it already. People are experiencing a loss, a sense of a loss of meaning, and yet, it is also an opportunity where people are discovering a deeper meaning, a deeper purpose to their life. And this was the experience of Paul, for his conversion made him a better person. We're told that, yes, he persecuted those who believed in Christ, but because Christ showed him mercy, came into his life, Paul turned his life around and became the very person that Christ wanted him to be. And that is the gift of Catholic education in some ways, that we can have that sense of conversion. We can come to be a better person. And this is the background to which the reading today we've heard. For Paul had a mission. He had a sense of purpose in his life. And he was driven to allow the very person of Christ to be proclaimed and witnessed by his very teaching and by his very life. And so he comes to this great city of Athens. And for you that have studied history, you know that it was an ancient city. It was a city that was very cosmopolitan, one that was very busy with activity. And Paul went into the Areopagus, which is basically like a public square. And what he noticed about the people of Athens, as we do when we go into public squares, we see statues. Statues and monuments that allow us to understand the history and what is valued by a community. And what he saw were altars to gods. He knew that these people believed in a higher power. He could see it in the very structures of their altars. But his attention was taken to an altar of the unknown God. And that was his chance to witness to God and to Christ. For he said to the Athenians, and he says to us, the unknown God that sometimes we doubt is the God who made this universe. It is the God who came to us in his human form, who, like us, experienced everything that our humanity does today. A God who wanted to draw close to us, to be personal. And this was the message that Paul gave to the Athenians, that the very being, the very experience they had as human beings was because God was present to them in their very thoughts, their very feelings. And this is the message that we must take hold of, that God, the God that we worship, is a God that wants us to experience his closeness, the very personal encounter that each of us can have. And Paul was so convinced about this experience in his life that he had to tell others. And this is what the church has been doing for 2,000 years. It has been telling the story of Christ, evangelizing culture and society with the truth that God loves us, that Christ came to save us, that Christ is risen in our midst, and that the Holy Spirit is present. This is the belief that we, as Christians and Catholics, must witness to. And this is where the beauty of Catholic schools are. For Catholic schools are to be the source of the Church's evangelization to the young. It is a time in which students are introduced to the truth, a truth that comes to us from God, revealed to us in Scripture, but lived in the person of Christ. The students are introduced to Christ, who is the source of all truth. And then, as I mentioned, schools are opportunities when this great experience of conversion can take place. For every teacher knows that every student can become a better person. They can change their lives. And where teachers and staff have been instruments of allowing students to know that they are loved by God, and that they can become a better person. This is how Catholic schools evangelize, by promoting those moments of conversion, such as St. Paul had, and where, many times, you, as students, recognize that the very hand of God is at work in your lives. And this is where, again, the Catholic schools promote within you this sense of courage, this sense of confidence, that you have been given a mission by God. You are asked to witness to truth and to goodness, and the school prepares you to go out and to serve and to recognize that this is what we're called to do. In many of your celebrations, you have this song, "Go Make a Difference." Well, the difference isn't you. The difference is Christ. And that is the person that you are called to witness to and to evangelize. And to have the courage, as young people who believe in God, to witness to this in your very lives. For this is what God asks of a Catholic school, to allow the gift of Christ to permeate and to allow the very gift of Christ's risen presence to be animating not only the school, but each individual student. In the gospel today, Jesus was preparing his disciples who were filled with anxiety because he told them that he must return to his Father. And so this sense of loss, the sense of a lack of purpose, maybe worry and anxiety, was starting to come over the disciples. And Jesus recognized that his words were words of truth. And he reminds them and he reminds us that the Father has sent us an advocate. It is the Holy Spirit that unites us when we gather and celebrate together our faith. Christ said that his presence would continue and that he would send us the Spirit. And so even though we are united virtually through technology, it is more important to recognize that the Holy Spirit is present, uniting us through this celebration of the Eucharist. And so today, when you think about the fact that school is not a place where you can meet, but a place in which you have experienced in the past and will in the future, the very person of Christ, that is what we celebrate today with great hope and joy that in the coming year, you as students, staff, and teachers will once again join and come to experience the gift of coming together and to recognize the presence of Christ when you do so. And so I extend to all of you, as you prepare for the summer and for the end of this school year, that the Holy Spirit will continue to unite us in the witness of our faith and in the witness of Christ, who has come to allow us to experience the fullness of God's love. And so I extend to you and will at the end of this Mass a special blessing for all of the Catholic school districts in the Diocese of Calgary. And I thank all of you for participating, allowing the gift of your faith to be experienced, even at a distance, to unite all of us in the work that we do for Catholic education. May the blessings of God come upon Holy Spirit, Christ the Redeemer, Medicine Hat Catholic, Calgary Catholic, and Franco Sud. May we know the very presence of Christ when we meet each other in the gift of our faith.